Hello, everyone. Connor here. Welcome back to Science Unscripted.
Gabe here, too. Hey.
We're going to start with some questions. The first one comes from one of you, from one of our listeners in India. He writes, thanks for the fantastic show. My question, does commuting by bike increase or decrease the chance of corona infection vis-a-vis other modes of transportation? So, Niranjan.
This from Niranjan.
Is his name. He says,
Niranjan J. That is a good question.
Yeah. I'm from India and I love your podcast. He writes, had to add that in there. It is a very good question. So what I can say right from the start, this is also personal for me. This is how my behavior has changed to try to make myself safer. I no longer take the tram or the bus. I've swapped all of it out basically for my bike. I bike every day to Deutsche Welle here. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is that trams and buses are a known potential, I don't think just potential, they're a known source of infections, especially if the windows are closed and you have all of
no air circulation.
Exactly. Locked inside. Here in Germany, they've opened just about all the windows. So it's kind of like you're in a vortex inside these things. So that's good. But in general, yes, biking would be safer than taking the bus or the tram. Now, with
the next
cars,
question is the car. I mean, I take the car in. Is there a chance of getting infected if nobody else is in the car?
I can't imagine that poses any risk. Now,
there's no science on this, but it's something we'd have to speculate.
Yeah,
on.
We'd have to go into the epidemiological data on how people, how people get infected with, let's say, the flu virus, people who commute by car versus
looking at their mode
of
transportation.
But then again, that would just be correlation because maybe all of their behaviors are different. So,
Niranjan,
for now,
great question. Yeah.
Great question. And the recommendation from us would be to try to avoid public transportation if possible and take the bike.
Next question. Is it safe to use a public bathroom right now? If you're going to go into a public restroom, make sure there is ventilation. That's one thing to think about. Don't touch anything where droplets could possibly have descended upon. So door handles, toilets, just try not to touch anything.
And if you do have to touch them, wash your hands.
Definitely wash your hands. And wear a mask if you go in. Those are the main things.
Next question. Is there any other way to find out that whether or not I've got COVID-19 without getting one of these swab tests in the back of your throat or in your nostrils or having my blood drawn? Turns out there is, at least if you're in France or Beirut and have a dog that can do it. So this is a new study. Yeah, really. A new proof of concept study. And I need to make it very clear here. This is not peer reviewed. This is a study that's been thrown out there. It's being critiqued, looked at by other scientists right now. However, the question is a good one. Can dogs alert positive persons, people who have COVID-19, by sniffing sweat from their armpits? So what they did is they took about 200 armpit samples. About 100 of them had COVID-19. About 100 of them did not. It took 3 weeks. They kind of forced the dogs to smell all these things. 8 of the 18 dogs were really good at it. So 4 of the dogs, 100% correct ratio. They could.
If one of those dogs were in the studio right now, you have COVID. I don't. I blow my armpit at it. It's going to go running to you and be like,
If I had it, yeah, it would know. So,
wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive. For the dogs, 100% rate. For the dogs, 83 to 94%. So really good. Another good question, as this is being peer reviewed, this study was, well, what if someone has the flu and not COVID? Can they differentiate? The authors jumped in and said, that's not the point of the study. The point of the study is to figure out, can dogs figure out whether someone has COVID-19? So there is a way to do it with dogs. Mm-hmm. Again, this is very fresh science, still needs to be checked by other scientists, but interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. How about this question? Germany is now reopened. The lockdown has been loosened, and the number of infections remains incredibly low.
At
this moment, 350 new cases in a country of 80 million people. So why is this? Well, one clear answer is that if you go out to the supermarket, if you go into public transportation, if you go outside, people are wearing masks. I went
shopping this
past Saturday. There must have been a million people out in central Cologne on the Schildergasse, but they were all wearing masks. So people are out, society is open, but masks are on, and that is huge.
I'll jump onto that. You said outside. A lot of things happening outside right now where very few transmissions take place. So the bowling alleys are closed. Hmm. The movie theaters are closed. Drive-in movie theaters are sort of popping up everywhere, but almost everyone is doing things outside.
That's right. We play sports. You play soccer, you're outside, you can play. I play hockey inside. I can't play.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Only 5 people on a team. Another thing, social distancing. I'm not meeting up with friends the way I used to. Most people are not doing that. So again, people's behavior has kind of permanently changed or semi-permanently. And even though things are opening or reopening, this place is not the way it was before.
Science Unscripted.